Blog Talk Radio.
And now I present to you that International Bible Teacher of Teachers, Seer Israel of Seedwell. He will utter dark things and mysteries which have been kept from the foundation of the world, showing us the way to go. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
The True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
We are live on the clock, 7 days, reading the memos, camp 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All the camps is ready to go. South Carolina, all the way down to Springfield, Chicago. Everybody ready to go? Top part of 7 days, very important. Bottom part of 7 days. Look at the top part, not just the bottom part. You know, sooner or later, we'll be teachers prepared to go all the way from the beginning of Saturday to the end of Saturday. That's why we got to make sure we clear and understand one thing. We got to get in where we fit in at. A big triple site must be grabbed hold to by Yahweh's voice number to his wife. Well, we can have the big dignitaries fly in and learn the truth and fly out and tell the truth. But 7 days before we go all the way around. We have to keep the place from sundown Friday night to sundown Saturday. Don't happen to anyone, you know why? But all you got to do is keep talking about it. According to 4:17 of Romans, just keep talking about it. You call things out though they're not as they are, because it's going to happen. Land School Banquet Hall radio station is on the way. Going away, Steve Ray. You know all we got to do? Get in where we fit in at. All we got to do is do the Bible, donate, to this ministry. Get that 10% in that PayPal and watch how we make the thing work. The one thing, see, right? Whatever you see now, according to 2 Corinthians 4:18, is temporary. What you shoot for is eternal life. All you need is eternal life. You got to make sure you find the Bible. Being where you've been in it, bottom part of 7 days of the Bible, count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, everybody ready to go. So they're just going. Class already in session. Remember, you're on Path Talk, we're on at 4 o'clock. 2 hours on Path Talk. And we will be live on a lot of other broadcasts shortly. I don't have a list of it right now before me, but we will be live on a couple more lists coming up real shortly. A lot of things in making. because one thing about it, he told Daniel in, what verse he told Daniel in? He told Daniel in 4:13. He said, Daniel, stand in your lot until the end. That in your life. And then he said another thing over here in the book called, let's see, Haggai. He says, let me say to Haggai. You may have said that Haggai. He says, in verse 3, Haggai 2 verse 3. What does it say here? For the vision is yet for an appointed time, and it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. What are you telling you see right here? That's a big verse today, he's telling you right here. Tell you a big verse here. He says, the vision is yet for a appointed time. And it shall speak. Guess what? Guess the time we're in right now. We're in the end time. So this world is going to speak loud. Trump is going to be going on loud. So the seer's job is to find out who is ready to step to the plate and do a Jonah 3:1 down to verse 4. Jonah was told to go to the enemy. Told Jonah, hey Jonah, you know what? It takes about 3 days to get there, Jonah. Going to verse 4, Jonah got it in one day. What was Jonah doing? Pick him up and land him down. Which I'm telling you now, see, earlier. Don't do this business of Yahweh, you must pick him up down. You gotta pick him up and lay him down. You can't be a prayer verse 3 of the King Text beating out the window, because that's disaster. You gotta get in, fit in it. But one thing about it, Trump is gonna get loud. Land, school, banquet hall, radio station. Need our own. Had it in the past, don't know what to do today, but back at yesterday. Anywhere you fit in at. Got it? Good. Remember, seer's job is to bring things to your remembrance. Once upon a time ago, we was in the driver's seat. All nations came and paid a 10% to us. What happened now? That means one thing. You got to look back and see what was their success, how did they get in that position, and how they lost that position. And now how to gain it back. You got to take all this business. And we're going to do it. We're going to do our part. Got it? No doubt about it. So we're going to kind of back away from it. And we're going to turn it over to the... We already kicked it away big time already. So I'm going to say, y'all probably be with you and enjoy the bottom part of the Sabbath.
And beware of covetousness.
So even we got quite a sign out about the covetousness, right?
Mm-hmm.
You gotta beware of covetousness. Let's see if we gotta deal with that. Hold that point. Friend of Proverbs, sister Judith Israel C. Roy. So let's see how we gotta be aware. In the book of Proverbs chapter 4, sister Judith Israel C. Roy. And let's pick it up at verse number. Let's pick it up at verse number 13. Let's read a little bit. The book of Proverbs 4, verse number 13, Sister Judith Israel of Seed Roy.
Proverbs chapter 4, verse
13.
Mm-hmm. Verse 13 reads, take fast hold of instructions.
So he said you got to take fast hold of instructions. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Let her not go.
Mm-hmm.
Keep her, for she is thy life.
Verse number 14, come on.
Verse 14 reads, enter not into the path of the wicked.
So he said, don't be persuaded to
along with the wicked, right?
That's right.
In and out into the path of the wicked. Whatever the wicked got going on, it do you good to do an about face. Is that right? Come on.
And go not in the way of evil men.
Verse number 15, what we got to do?
15 reads, avoid it.
Go avoid it.
Pass not by it.
Go ahead.
Turn from it.
Uh-huh.
Then pass away.
Verse
and
number,
pass away.
Verse number 23, how do we do all that good stuff now?
Verse 23.
Read verse number 18 through 20. Let's see what we can get from this. Proverbs 4, 18 through 20, Sister Judith.
Proverbs chapter 4, verses 18 to 20. Verse 18 reads, but the path of the just is as the shining light.
He said, but the path of the just is as the shining light. Go ahead.
That shineth more and more unto the perfect day.
So I go to direct our steps towards perfection, right? We know to be perfect, we got to be keeping the Torah instructions of Yahuwah. The law, commandments, and statutes of Yahuwah that will lead us into the shining light, right? Go ahead, read on.
Verse 19 reads,
mm-hmm.
The way of the wicked is as darkness.
But the flip side of that thing, the way of the wicked is darkness. What happened?
They know not at what they stumble.
Verse number 23, what it say?
Verse 23 reads,
what it reads?
Keep thy mind with all diligence.
So we got to make sure we are aware of what's going into our brain, right? So we got to keep our mind with all diligence. Why?
For out of it are the issues of life.
But out of it is the issues of life. Whether you're going to be on Yahuwah's team or on the wicked team, right? Luke chapter 12. Brother Titus, this brother C. Roy, pick it back up at 15. Let's read a little bit of this parable.
Brother Luke chapter 12, verse 15.
Yes, sir.
And he said unto them.
What did he say?
Take heed.
Take heed.
In the way of covetousness.
So Yahuwah the Son talked about lusting after what belongs to your neighbor, right? Go ahead.
For a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesses.
So life is more than what you possess, right? Go ahead.
Verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
And he spake a parable unto them, saying.
Saying what?
The ground of a certain rich man
brought
forth plentifully.
Verse 17, come on.
Verse 17.
Yes, sir.
He thought within himself.
So he could have had a conversation with himself, right?
Mm-hmm.
What did he say? Well, we know the conversation was with himself. Somebody was whispering in his ear, right? And we know the one that go to and fro, thinking only made him power. Is that right?
That's right.
And so he thought within himself what?
Saying
what?
What shall I do? Because I have no room where else to bestow my fruits.
So he said, look here. I'm running out of room to put all this good stuff I got, right? Go ahead.
Verse 18.
Mm-hmm.
And he said,
what did he say?
This will I do.
Mm-hmm.
I will pull down my barn.
Go ahead.
And build greater.
Mm-hmm.
And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods.
Verse number 19, come on.
Verse 19. And I will say to my soul, my life.
I'm going to say to myself, what?
Soul, you have much goods laid up for many years.
Go ahead.
Take thy ease, eat, drink, and be merry.
Verse number 20, come on.
Verse 20.
Yes, sir.
But Yahuwah said unto you.
What Yahuwah had to say?
You fool!
Hello. Being a covetous man and woman make you what?
You fool!
That make you a fool, right? Go ahead.
This night.
This night what?
Your life shall be required of you.
Because look at them things. Hold that point, y'all lie. Mother Eve. So say this, Peter. Let's run to the book of Job right quick. And Job has an interesting statement concerning, how we came into this world, right? And we need to read that. For sure, we ain't taking nothing up out of here, right? The book of Job, Sister Amy, Phoebe, C. Roy. And let's look at verse number 21. What did Job have to say? Job chapter 1. Naked came I out of my mother's womb. Come on.
And naked shall I return thence.
Go ahead.
Yahweh gave.
Yahweh gave.
And Yahweh have taken away.
Go ahead.
Blessed be the name of Yahweh.
So naked came I out of my mother's womb, right?
Yes.
Naked shall I go. Let's run to the book. Let's run back to that Luke. Young man, let's pick it back up at verse number 20. Pick it back up at verse number 20. Let's see if I can lay my eyes on a statement to follow up, and I'm going to be out to wait.
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 20.
Yes, sir.
But Yahweh said it to him.
What do you say?
You fool! This night, your life should be required of you. And whose should all things be, which you have provided.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 21. So is he and she that laid up treasure for himself is not rich towards Yahweh.
Verse 22, come on.
Verse 22.
Yes, sir.
And he said unto his disciples,
what
the following. Therefore I say unto you,
go ahead.
Take no thought for your life.
Go ahead.
What you should eat.
Go ahead.
Needed for the body which you should put on.
Verse 23, come on.
23.
Mm-hmm.
The life is more than meat.
Good.
The body.
Uh-huh.
It's more than garments.
Verse 24, come on.
Verse 24.
Uh-huh.
Consider the raven.
He said, look here. Consider the birds in the sky. Go ahead.
For they neither sow nor reap.
You don't see them punching no clock, right? Go ahead, Reno.
Which neither have storehouse, nor barns.
They don't be storing up no stuff, right? Go ahead. And?
Nor reap, which neither have storehouses, nor barns.
Come on.
And how far feed it them?
Go ahead.
How much more are ye better than the fowl?
Verse 25, come on.
25. Verse 25.
Mm-hmm.
And which of you take it though? Can add to his stature one cubit.
Verse 31, come on.
Verse 31.
31, 32, come on.
31 and 32.
Yes, sir.
But rather seek ye the kingdom of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
And all these things should be added unto you.
See, Yahweh is going to take care of his, right?
That's right.
He's going to take care of his children. He's going to make sure you have a roof over your head, food to eat, clothes to put on your back, right?
That's right.
Verse number 32, come on.
Verse 32,
mm-hmm.
Care not, little flock.
Why?
For it is your father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom.
Not only is he going to give you the necessities of life, it's his good pleasure to give you rulership. Verse number 34, what do you say?
Verse 34.
Yes, sir.
For where your treasure is, there will your mind be also.
So where your treasure is, what you put value on, that's what your man going to be running after, right?
Yahweh.
And Yahweh told us, don't be coveted. Now that's just like worshiping idols. The book of 1 Timothy, Sister Judith, and this is for me. 1 Timothy chapter 6. Let's pick it up at verse number 5. Let's read a little bit. Sister Judith is going to see you run. 1 Timothy chapter 6. Pick it up at verse number 5. Let's read a little bit of this.
1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 5 reads,
what do you mean?
Reserve disputing.
Perverse disputing.
Perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds.
Go ahead, read on.
And disputes of the truth.
And destitute of the truth.
And destitute of the truth.
Go ahead.
Supposing that gain is ungodliness.
Now, supposing that gain is godliness. Well, you know they talk that talk, right? You know, the law must be with me. You see my big fine houses, my big fine cars. That's the purpose of the law. He must be with me, right? But Paul is right to the young Timothy, right? He said, perverse men, right? The students are men of, he calls men of corrupt minds, right?
Yes.
And supposing that gain is Yahweh, what he tells us though? What is his advice, Sister Judith, for they will. Verse number 6. Come on.
Verse 6 means.
Go ahead and read.
But.
Yeah,
not godliness, but contentment is great gain.
So he said your mind should be content in Yahuwah, right? Verse number 7, what did he say?
Verse 7 reads, for we brought nothing into this world.
We came here, we didn't have a thing, right? Go ahead, read on.
And it is certain we can't carry nothing out.
We ain't taking nothing up out of here. Mm-hmm. Verse 8, come on.
Verse 8 reads, and having food and raiment.
And raiment.
Raiment.
Garment. Clothes to put on.
Right.
Let us be what?
Let us be therewith content.
We got to be content. Knowing that Yahweh is able to sustain our necessary things of this life, right? And we know that he has given us a promise, assurance of a kingdom to come. Is that right?
Hallelujah.
And on that note, we're going to bring in that young lion from the tribe of young God Judah.
Hallelujah.
Brother Titus, just let us see you run as I said. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Get out of there, little great head. All right.
All right, young man, bring it on.
Yahuwah. All right. All right, Citizen Israel. Give me, Matthew chapter 10, verse 19. Matthew chapter 10, verse 19.
Matthew chapter 10, verse 19 reads, when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what ye shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what ye shall speak.
Give you in that same hour what you shall speak. Give me, real quick, Brother Junior, give me Luke 21:15.
Luke chapter 21, verse 15 reads, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist.
He said, he's going to give you a mouth of wisdom, which all your adversaries should not be able to gainsay nor resist. So the feet of the prince of Israel, give me Acts chapter 6, verse 10.
Acts chapter
6. Verse 10.
And they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spake.
By which he spake. They're not going to be able to, they're not going to be able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spake. Before I get that, Luke 12:12, real quick, Mother E. Give me Book of James real quick. Give me Book of James. Go to the Book of James. Let's see what I want in Book of James real quick. But we don't see. Matter of fact, before you get that ball of James, real quick, give me Corinthians. We go on to Corinthians real quick. Let's see what I want in Corinthians. Give me 1 Corinthians. Give me 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Pick it up at verse 11.
1 Corinthians chapter 2. Verse 11.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 11 reads, but what man knoweth the things of a man, yet the spirit of man which is in him.
Which is in him?
Even so, the things of Yahuwah knows no man but the spirit of Yahuwah.
But the spirit of Yahuwah, verse 12.
12.
Now we have received not the spirit of the world.
So we don't want that. We don't got the spirit of the world. Not chap 1 of V-O-T-T-Y. We don't got the spirit of the world. Go ahead.
But the spirit which is of Yahweh, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of Yahweh.
Freely given to us of Yahweh. Okay, verse 3. Hold that point. You said what the freely given to us of Yahweh. Hold that point. Sister Judith. Give me Psalms real quick. Sister Judith.
Go to Psalms.
Hold that point. We coming back. Give me Psalms real quick. We're going to book of Psalms real quick. What was freely given to us of Yahweh? What is freely given to us? Give me the book of Psalms. We're going to book of Psalms. Make that down Psalms 51. Get in Psalms chapter 51. Pick it up at verse 10.
Yahweh be to that mother dear. Verse
1. Yahweh. All right, Mother D. Give me Psalms chapter 51. What was freely given to us? Psalms 51. Pick it up at Pick up that verse 10 real
quick. Chapter 51, verse 10. Create in me a clean mind, O Yahweh, and renew a righteous spirit within me.
A right spirit within me, verse 11.
Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy righteous spirit from me.
He said, cast me away not from your presence. Luke chapter 1, verse 19. Who stands in the presence? Cast away not. He said, cast me not away from your presence. Your presence, Luke chapter 1, verse 19. What is it? Scripture to back it up, because others, they're not going to see that in there. But we see that in there.
All right, there, y'all. Now, that sounds real great. But what is the foundation of that trust? Now, Bible study class, Bible part of 7 day. Where that coming from? Where that presence coming from? Where is that presence coming from if you really want to raise the level up of that understanding? Where is that presence coming from in the book of Exodus?
Yeah, well.
So where is that presence coming from to get you all? It was basically a shadow of great things to come, but that presence was talked about in the book of Exodus. So, but it's not more than, remember, and I got a memo saying, it said, raise your voice because y'all are very low. You know, you're not bringing that energy. So, where is that present at Exodus 33 at the young line? Well, we understand that the present was talked about to Moses. So Moses told Moses. Then Moses, I'm going to do them all. I'm going to tell you something, Moses. I'm going to have something to work with you. So now, what can we read that at for the national audience, say, the present? 33rd chapter, verse number 13. Particularly verse number 11 to make it sound good, but take it down verse 14 in young line. See, young line, we have to edify. We got to edify because there's a big job ahead of us. The enemy doing their job, but game change to come when we edify. Let's read the coming of his presence. 33, verse 11 out of 14. Read that, young
line. You're going to the second book of the law, the book of Exodus, chapter 33, verse 11 to 14. Exodus, chapter 33, verse 11, read. And Yahweh spake to Moses, face to face, as the man speaking unto his friends. And he turned again unto the camp, for his servant Joshua, who were for Hosea, the son of Nun, a young man departed not out of the temple. Verse 12. And Moses said unto Yahweh, see you said unto me, bring up this people, and you have not let me know whom you will send with me. Yet you have said, I know you by name, and you have also found mercy in my sight. Verse 13. Now therefore I pray you, I have found mercy in your sight. Show me now the way, that I may know you, that I may find mercy in your sight, and consider that this nation is your people.
Right.
14. And he said, my presence.
Well, and who is the he say? Who is the he say for the national audience, say, according to verse 11? Who is the he say, according to verse 11? The first line in 11 tells who the he saying is this. Who is the he say? Look at louder, Mother. Look at louder, Mother dear of Israel.
Yahweh.
That's the he. Yahweh. That's the he. And Yahweh spake unto Moses. So the he out here in 14 is Yahweh said. Now, what did Yahweh say? He's talking to Moses. What did he say now?
Exodus chapter 33.
Now, good. Now,
verse 14.
Now we edify. Now we edify. Hey, Mother Z, we edify now. This about this. And Yahweh said.
And Yahweh said.
What?
My presence shall go with you. And I will give you rest.
Yeah. So we know that Yahweh let him know his presence is going to go with him. Now when y'all brought up the presence and y'all start building the presence, now you know who it is, who his presence is. It's going to go with you, Moses, and my presence is going to give you rest.
Now what?
So now when you jump down to Luke chapter 1, it'll tell us something for edification. Wise, young line. See, what I'm trying to tell you is that what we're trying to make sure you understand one thing. Land School Banquet Hall is coming, big time. And we will be having teachers in place around the clock in the great big temple of Yahweh. It's going to be but teachers are going to teach because they're going to need a word. Can these bum teach. So now we go on to Luke chapter 1, and now we're going to find out about this present. So when we hear this present now, we're going to put a name on it. Now, let's look. Come on, A.L. A.L. got it. So now, Luke chapter 1 is going to make it plain in verse 19. Now, listen, mothers. Yes, see, y'all got to be up on this thing, or y'all got to walk past these classrooms, and you got to make sure they're teaching with precept. Just not throwing a bunch of verses out there. They teaching with the right spirit and with precept. Verse 19. Come on, young lion.
The book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 19.
Listen good.
And the angel answered and said then,
what did it say?
I am Gabriel.
I am Gabriel.
That stand in the presence of Yahweh.
See that? So who the president is by name we read over there in the book of Acts? Who this president is?
Yahweh.
Gabriel.
Gabriel.
Come on now. Don't think fast now. Make sure you got it right. So the presence is Gabriel that was sent by Yahweh. And he said, I'm Gabriel that stands in the presence of Yahweh. Is that what we're reading?
Yahweh.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, then. Yahweh bless you. All right. Hallelujah. All right. Don't eat Yahweh. He bring that spirit. He bring that right spirit. I like it. Yahweh, and Yahweh got no trouble. Come on in. He's coming in. If we got our company by Yahweh, we own Yahweh's business. We just like we got the spirit of Jonah. The third chapter of Jonah, he told Jonah, go down to Nineveh and do some teaching down there. He said, by the way, Jonah, it's going to take 3 days to get there. But Jonah heard that. Jonah's in there in what, how many days?
One
day. So what was he doing?
Right.
Pick a little lamb down. That's what we got to do in the word of Yahweh. Y'all got to stop fumbling around this thing and raise this bar up and let's go. You're in the last days. This is the ministry going to bring this thing to a conclusion of return of Yahweh. But you got to raise y'all level up of reading, teaching, getting in where you've been in it. You got to raise the bar up. So now in the 22nd chapter, young lion, Brother Titus, we go on 23, and we'll read the prophecy of that. We're going to read the prophecy of the coming, the prophecy of it. We're going to 23, and we'll pick it at verse number 20. Listen good. Exodus 23, verse 20. See, we got to study these lessons. Put these lessons down on paperwork. Go over with somebody. Call your neighbor. Hey, neighbor, what you calling me for? Call in these precepts with you. Give them a couple hours of precepts. Give them a pad for the coming of Yahweh, but you got to have this thing right. 23rd chapter, take your verse 20. Young lion, bring it.
Take the book of Exodus. Chapter 23, verse 20. Behold, I sent an angel before you.
Stop it there. What angel sent before?
Gabriel.
You see that? Now you see that? Now you see the whole everybody in class that you're teaching. What Gabriel? Yeah? Now you know what angel he sent before you. With the precept, it was Gabriel. So you, if you put it in there now, you know how to go to Luke chapter 1, 19 and read it, right?
Yeah, well.
Y'all know how to go read it. That's how you catch the gang sales up, and they'll get be Michigan these things. Behold, I'll send an angel before you, Gabriel, before this. If they gonna jump, and you want them to jump, then you take that big ticket and tap them down the head and move them over. Get ready.
To keep you in the way.
Hey.
And to bring you to a place which I prepared.
That's right.
Verse 21.
Yeah.
Beware of him.
Beware of him.
And obey his voice.
And obey Gabriel's voice.
Provoke him not.
Don't provoke him.
For he will not pardon your sin.
That's right.
For my name is in him.
My name is in him. Pray, listen to this.
Verse 22.
Right.
If you should indeed obey his voice.
Now, if you obey his voice, Gabriel.
And do all that I speak.
Wait a minute. Do all who speak?
And to all that I speak.
So who's speaking through Gabriel?
Yahweh.
So when I precept that daughter Yahweh in 1 verse 70 and Luke, then what's going on with this verse? So when I read Luke 1 verse 70, then what's going on with this verse? See, we're going to rock and roll. And this going to be a year that's going to happen. Luke. So we're trying to get you prepared for it now. We got to raise this level up. Teach like the day is the last day. We got to read like today is the last day. Everything I'll be after the last day. Because it is like you're in the last day. That's why you got to come out. 1 verse 70, daughter Yahweh, bring it.
Luke chapter 1 verse 70.
Listen.
As he spake by the mouth of his righteous seers, which have been since the world began.
You hear that? So when Yahweh speaks, he speaks to his messengers. His messengers is the angels. And the angel bringing down to the seer, and now the seer speaking just like the angel speaking. He's speaking God, Yahweh speaking. Y'all see what's going on here?
Yahweh.
Now give me a precept on that in 3:18 and 21 of Luke. I mean Acts 3:18 and 21. A precept. See, you got to make these classes really. You got to prepare for these classes to come, and people gonna be coming in all over the world. They might come in 3-4 o'clock in the morning. A teacher got to be in place ready to teach. But they're going to come everywhere. We can't prepare for it now. That's why he got you bumping shoulders now in these six locations now, but the big one is right around the corner. Big school, land, banquet hall, radio station. Everything is right around the corner. You can get, give them in order. Because when they get in order, you know, you got to go somewhere on the ground and talk to them big dignitaries. The class has got to be running. But it got to be running with the right spirit. Can't be running by a real bunch of verses. You got to make sure you connect this thing. Make these people understand. We are the one. This is the way to go. This is, don't look to your left. Don't look to your right. You're at the right ministry right now.
Hallelujah.
But you're only going to show that through the Bible. 3:18 and 21. Come on, daughter.
Acts chapter 3, verse 18 and 21.
Listen good.
Verse 18. But those things which the YHWH Yahuwah before had showed by the mouth of all his seers, that YHWH, the son of YHWH, the father, should suffer, he hath so fulfilled.
So he said he showed about who?
YHWH.
So who he showed it by?
By his seers. The seers.
So that's who he showed it to?
The seers.
So we got to know these things. Who we show this message to is the who?
The seers.
Give me a precept of 21.
Acts chapter 3, verse 21. Whom the heaven must receive until the time of restitution of all things, which the YHWH Yahuwah have spoken by the mouth of all his righteous seers since the world began.
Hey, check it out here and see what all that noise going on. Now, look what we learned on the way of learning something. So now, what is the prophecy of that information? Let's go to Revelation chapter 10 and pick up one down to verse 7. Listen, watch those daughters bring the knockout blow. Revelation chapter 10, 1 through 7, daughter of Yahuwah, bring it.
Revelation chapter 10, verse 1 through 7. Verse 1 reads, and I saw another mighty ministering spirit come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head.
Yeah.
And his face was as it were the S-U-N, and his feet as pillars of fire.
Yeah.
Verse 2, and he had in his hand a little book open.
And guess what? We got the little book right now. Remember, he was reading about it. The little book over there, Ezekiel, this little book. Now, we got the little book right now. We got it in our hands now. Go ahead and read.
And he set his right foot upon the sea.
Yes.
And his left foot upon the earth.
Right.
Verse 3. And cried with a loud voice.
Loud voice.
As when a lion roars.
And that's how we got to read. With a loud voice like a lion roaring. We got to read with a loud voice like a lion roaring. That's how we got to roar. With a loud voice like a lion roaring. That's how we got to roar. Come on.
And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices.
Yes.
Verse 4. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying,
what did he say?
Unto me.
What?
Fill up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. Verse 5. And the ministering spirit which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lift up his hand to heaven. Verse 6. And swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven, and the things that therein are, and the earth, and the things that therein are, and the sea, and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. Verse 7. But in the days of the voice of the seventh ministering spirit,
listen good.
When he shall begin to sound,
yes,
the mystery of YHWH should be finished.
Listen good, make it plain.
As he has declared to his servant, the seer.
You see that? So you see who knows the message. That's what he's trying to tell y'all right now. The seer knows this thing. He knows to look for. He's been shown what to look for. It's thing on hold. You tell us plainly to get who? Get the teachers in place. Elders, get your teachers in place. This thing gonna bust wide open. And we can't be come short when it happens. We gotta be ready to go. In what? In his word. So, we got the deal. Yahweh is going to show us what we got to do. We got to do it. We got to roll, y'all. I'm telling you right now, we got to roll. Yahweh said, see, look here. I'm ready to make my move. But if I make my move and put you in that big old bull one place, if the elders got the teachers in place ready to go. And you'll know when you hear them read that book. You'll know exactly what's going on and read that book. Is they reading a bunch of verses or they just is they making some sense out of it? We gotta make some sense out of it. We gotta make some sense out of it. So now we see what's going on now. This thing being declared by the seer, by the angel, through Yahweh. We at the end time. It's time to step our level up. Yahweh got a place so big waiting on us. But he ain't going to get it until you wake up. Got to come on. Back to the young one.
Right. Be clear about who that president is. Our preceptor. That's the game changer. Got a precept. That's the order of things. Alright. Okay, so we took care of that present real quick. Alright. We coming back? Alright, we coming back? We're going back to Corinthians real quick. Back to Corinthians. First Corinthians. All right. Who's reading that First Corinthians chapter 2? All right. Pick up at back to verse 13.
Let's chapter
2,
verse 13.
Okay. Remember, we got to do, before you do that, give me an idea. Daughter Yahweh, this is what we got to read. This is what we got to read. Give me Isaiah 58, verse 1. Give me Isaiah chapter 58, verse 1. Real quick.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 58. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 1. Cry aloud, fear not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression, and the nation of Israel their sin.
So we gotta have some audio when it comes to this book. We gotta lift up our voice like a trumpet. That's how we gotta read. All right. Okay. Okay, back to that, 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse
13. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13. Which things also we speak, not in the world, which man's wisdom teaches. With which the righteous spirit teaches, compare spiritual things with spiritual.
He said compare spiritual things with spiritual. And what is spiritual? This is why we got a precept. It ain't about just reading verses. You got a precept what spiritual is. What is spiritual? All right, Sister Judy Israel, let's go to Romans real quick. Let's go to the book of Romans. What is spiritual? Let's see what spiritual is. Book of Romans.
Go to the book of Romans chapter 7. What is spiritual?
What is spiritual?
Get in Romans chapter 7, verse 14, Sister Judith, Israel.
Romans chapter 7, verse 14. Verse 14 reads, "But we know that the law is spiritual. But I am carnal, sold under sin."
But we know the spiritual, we know the law is spiritual. That's what spiritual he's talking about. His law. That's what spiritual he's talking about. All right, coming back to that 2 Corinthians. No, 1 Corinthians. All right, verse 14.
Judah and to the inhabitants of Yahdai Judah and unto all Israel that are near and that are far off, through all the country where we have thus have driven them because of their temptation.
Trespass
that thou hast trespassed against you.
So we said this here, confusion of faces. He's talking about what? Who's confused right now?
Yada Judah.
But you don't know who you are. You call yourself African American, black, coon, anything but who you really are.
Let me get a precept. Let me jump another precept down. Now, daughter, go back and read that verse that you just got through reading about back up to that verse again. We'll read. What was that verse about you read?
I was reading in James chapter 3.
Come on back and read that again.
Okay, James chapter 3, verse 15.
Listen good.
This wisdom descended not from above.
This wisdom is not from above. So the wisdom is not from above.
But it's earthly.
It's earthly wisdom.
Sensual.
Uh-huh.
And devilish.
Good. Now, what are we going to do now? We're going to precept that. Mother D of Israel. We're going to precept that. See, remember one thing. The mothers have to be in position to walk past the classes to come. And you're supposed to know then and there what they're doing in there, then and there. It's wisdom. See, you don't want this wisdom of this world, but you want to be able to bring that on the table because they can be bringing their degrees in from Moody Bible Institution. So what they got to do with that? Bible is totally different. We're going to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, Mother, dear of Israel. And we're going to pick it around by verse number 4. Let's see, can we tie that precept in with the daughter of Yahweh just got to read. Go down to verse 8. Let's see if we can make some sense out of this verse. And remember, the cue cards, you write down the precepts, you study these precepts, stay in the right frame of mind with Yahweh. Yahweh saying, you got no choice, come on, make his move. So now in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, we look at verse 4 down to verse 8. Listen real good. Go on, Mother.
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 4 to 8. Verse 4. And my speech and my teaching was not with okay. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4 through 8. Verse 4. And my speech and my teaching was not with enticing words of men's wisdom, but in determination of the Spirit and of power. Verse 5. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of Yahweh. Verse 6. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect.
That means one keeps the law, statutes, and commandments. 19, verse 7, the song we not read.
Yet not the wisdom of this world.
See that? We don't want the wisdom of this world. That's why it's devilish. We don't want the wisdom of this world. Because the wisdom of this world is devilish. That was all you got to read. Devilish. Go ahead and read.
Nor of the prince of this world.
We don't live with the prince of this world.
That comes to knowledge.
They call him come to what?
To knowledge.
To nothing. The prince of this world and all this teaching is going to come to nothing. Like the Arabs say, they learned not to eat hogs by reading out of the Quran. That's the biggest lie ever told. You didn't get that from the Quran. You got that from the Bible. They got what? Pull that from the Bible. And now you taking credit for our thing. But we don't know it. But it's time for us to know these things. Everybody have pulled off of us and made a darkened and made billions of dollars off of our ignorance. Yeah. That book got to stop. It got to stop with Yahweh's voices.
Of the true Israelite.
We'll read some more.
Verse 7. But we speak the wisdom of Yahweh in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which Yahweh ordained before the world unto our greatness.
You see that? So, read another verse.
Verse 8.
What?
Which none of the princes of this world knew.
None of them don't know which knows compared to the Bible. None of them don't know it. They've been lying to you. They've been lying on every point in time down to expose them. But we got to do it on one accord. We got to expose them through his word of his Bible. So we got to come on and raise our lips. People recognize when somebody lying what they speak. Go ahead.
Verse 8.
Yeah.
Knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified Yahweh, the Son of Greatness.
Yeah. Good. So we clear the mystery of this world, and we don't want none of this wisdom of this world. That's why we got to get to these hell leaders on the way out and the babies out of Tampa. Just to prepare for what they need to know before they end up always hanging out with the arrow in their store, buying their liquor and buying their hall, and they don't want nothing to do with none of it. But they're going to make sure you got it. And it is forbidden for us to have it because our Quran says so. You got that from the Bible. So told the children of Israel to not do that. So we got to bring all this stuff out. But we got to know, daughter, in 94:16, we got to know what Psalm's saying in 94:16, daughter Yahweh. All that's right. What we got to know. Hey, daughter Yahweh, what it says in Psalm 94:16?
Psalm chapter 94. 94.
Verse 16.
Psalms chapter 94, verse 16, and it reads, who will rise up for me against the evildoer?
That's what we want to know. Who will do it?
I will.
Go ahead.
Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? I
will. That's what we want to know. Who going to stand? Who is now ready to raise this ticket to another level? The seer only to do so much. He only to get to the hill. The elders got to pump these teachers up and let's get them rocking and rolling now. Yahweh say, I'm waiting. Matter of fact, wait, say you're waiting there, daughter Yahweh. Let's go to Isaiah 18:4. Back up with Mother Eve and Hosea 5:15. What did he say he's doing?
Isaiah, chapter 18:4, and it reads, for so the YHWH Yahweh said unto me, I will take my rest, and I will consider in my dwelling place like a clear heat upon earth, and like a cloud of dew in the heat of harvest.
What do you think? Read again.
For so the YHWH Yahweh said unto me, I will take my rest, and I will consider in my dwelling place like a clear heat upon earth and like a cloud of doom in the heat of harvest.
Mm-hmm. Read again, what's that, daughter?
Isaiah 18:4. For so the YHWH Yahweh said unto me.
What he say?
I will take my rest.
Yeah.
And I will consider in my dwelling place like a clear heat upon earth, and like a cloud of dew in the heat of harvest.
He said, I'm going back to Egypt. I'm going to sit up in heaven, resurrecting my father. And I'm just going to watch y'all. I'm just going to watch to see if y'all going to do the right thing. I'm just going to sit there and just sit back and watch. We're going to say, hey, Marie, now preach up that mother 5:15.
Book of Hosea, chapter 5:15. I will go and return into my place.
Because I'm going back to return to my place.
Does it
unto you now that you've been sinning against me. You ain't got no Jonah spirit in you. You ain't taking no 3 days, one day, 3 days making it no 1 day.
And seek my face in their sick.
Yeah.
They will seek me.
Yeah. In your affliction, ain't we been afflicted long enough now? So who is he talking to that we can read? Daughter Yahweh, who are you talking to? 2 Chronicles 7, 14 down to verse 16. Who are you talking to? Back to A, B, or Phoebus, and number 6, 22 down to verse 27. Hebrews chapter 7, Mother D. He made one thing real plain. He made a profound statement, Mother. Look what he says in verse number 7. And without all contradiction, that's what he says. He made a statement so plain. What did he say? What did he say? Without all contradiction, what?
Hebrews chapter 7, verse what did you say?
Verse 7. Quote on the 7, verse 7.
Chapter 7.
We are what? First of without all contradiction. Come on, give us an audio. It's a world way. Come on,
Hebrews,
come on.
Chapter 7, verse 7.
Reading churches like you're like a person driving in traffic. You got driving out of driving traffic.
And with that,
I mean, whatever going on, be read that book as hard as you can like you're driving in traffic.
And
that's what we got to do. Go ahead, Mother.
And we've got all contradictions.
Contradictions, go ahead. Go ahead.
The less is less of the
better of the world. The less is blessed. The less is going to take care of his business. The less going to step up and take care of his business. You can't wait on nobody. Wait on yourself. The less is blessed. know he gave people to buy this. And he made it so plain about these people being his business. And let's find what he said. And who will help me preach out that verse? That he said something in the book of Isaiah. He may have said in the book of Isaiah. I'm going to see who will help me out. Because I'm going to tell y'all something. We got to get in order now. Y'all why I said, hey, Phil, I know. But who ready to go? Who ready to go? Who ready to be sold out in you and my word? Where they at? Where they at? They all up in their feelings. They all up in their feelings right now. They gotta get out their feelings and get it and get into my feelings. My feelings are the word they are. What? Yeah. So now, we wanna know one thing. If we precept that, how Yahweh is peeping on us, where will we go, Judas? Where will we go in the 49th chapter? We go in the 49th chapter, verse 14 down to verse 6. Let me show you what Yahweh is saying. In 49, verse 14 down to verse 16. Listen. We got to drive out this word of Yahweh like we in traffic. And we got to teach this thing like it ain't no tomorrow. Yahweh is waiting on us to be a Jonah spirit. We got to come on to come on. Because big dignitaries are standing on the sideline right now. Waiting to come in. But we got to be ready. We got to be ready when they come in. The place is going to be too big for you. It's too big. We're going to have somebody build here, doing something in there. But you got to be on one accord, one mind, know what to look for, know what's going on, and know what this Bible talks about. And y'all are going to give you all the blessings you want. But you got to shut down on all of your feelings that you can't y'all are saying. Y'all are saying, Judas, 49 chapter 14 on verse 16, what does it say?
Isaiah chapter 49 verses 14 to 16.
Listen to this.
Verse 14 reads,
right.
But Yahweh Judah said, the Yahweh has forsaken me.
It is, that's the mindset we got right now. He was taken up, he gone, he ain't nowhere around. Now stop with that, what precept of that is? Now what precept of that? Who was telling me that? Who was the precept of that? My God. He said, 49:14, and Yahweh say, and Judah say, God I'll say, Yahweh have forsaken me. What a precept that is. Huh? What are we going to find that in Ezekiel 37? What are we going to find that in? Why we don't know these things? It's time to know these things. We ain't going nowhere until we know how to precept this Bible. Why we don't know how to stop it, precept there right there? Go to Ezekiel 37. Why? Why what are we doing in our spare time? What are we doing? Watching our little Lucy? What are we doing? Worry about our feelings? What are we doing? Why we ain't doing no book? Why we ain't precepting? Give a pass to get our blessing. You're not getting a blessing on your own merit. It's who you help. That's who you get your blessing on. You're getting the kingdom on who you help. Who you help. The 37th chapter. All right. And a little while we turn back to other young lad and Brother Kareem is going on. Kareem, with that Arabic, the Arabic name, we're going to take it at you. Just keep coming. Let you know some things. Brother Kareem. Now, in the 37th
Ezekiel to see it, chapter 37.
I want
to
hear what they got to say.
Verse 12. Therefore prophesy and say unto them.
Read 11. Make it plain 11.
Ezekiel 37.
Thank you, Mother
Lee. Then he said unto me.
What?
Son of man. These bones are the whole family of Israel.
Read.
Behold, they say, our bones are dry.
Did you hear me? They said, our bones is dry.
And our hope is lost.
And they say, our hope is lost. Our hope, we don't know what to do. We just can wait on that 1 hour faith until the next movement.
We are cut off of our old part.
Yeah, your priest, there you go, your priest up right there. There go your precept right there. There go your precept right there. Y'all gonna write it down? You gonna take a cue card and write it down? It might come up again. What you gonna do? You just wanna read a bunch of verses and you gonna help and help out of people? And who said it? Judah. Who is Judah? The one called African American Negro. That's why they cater to everybody but themselves. Because they party cut off. Now read 14 again. Oh, Sister Judith. 49:14. Now we got some precept now. Now we understand the precept of it. 49:14. Read it out.
Isaiah chapter 49, verse 14.
Listen good.
Verse 14.
What?
But Yahdah Judah said.
What did those Negroes say?
The Yahweh had forsaken me.
Okay, that's the same thing. That's the same thing going on with him. Good. Ask anybody. Ask the priest up. Good.
Well,
see, you ever forsaken us. Go ahead.
And my Yahweh has forsaken me.
Man, that's the same thing they're saying over here. The priest up. See? You got to come out. Go ahead.
Verse 15 reads, can a woman forget her sucking child?
Can a woman forget her sucking child?
That she should not have compassion on the son of her womb.
Okay.
Forget.
You got some of them that might forget. If that smoke pipe is smoking good, they might forget about their own baby. Some do that. Huh? And this day too good. I ain't hearing nothing now. But this pipe. Hey.
Yet I will not forget.
But y'all said, I'm not going to forget. I ain't forgetting nothing. Go ahead and read.
Verse 16. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands.
He said, I got you in the palm of my hand.
Thy walls are continually before
me. I'm always watching you, 12 tribes of Israel. You imagine you got them in your hand. I got you in my hand. And what did the priest of about him got in your hand? Now, what going to do with that? What going to do with that? Thought he got far in Jeremiah 18. What going to do with that? That's a precept.
That's right.
That's a precept. This is what I'm gonna say. I say, you know, I want to be the secretary. Okay, come on, step it up.
Let's
see your what? Let's see your first one and your last one leave. You got everything down. I want to be the secretary. Oh, Yahweh brought them to his right. Come on with it with this book. Recognize who's teaching what. Recognize what they're leaving out. If you ain't precept no Bible, go tell them to go somewhere and sit down. Ain't precept no Bible, sit down somewhere. You'll be placed according to your works of this Bible. This ain't about no seniority. It's about if you doing Yahweh's job. We got to lead by example. That's how you place in Yahweh's business, according to your works in him. Well, I've been around for the last 15, 20, 30, so what? Is you on fire for some Yahweh now? That's what counts. We got to be on fire for Yahweh every time we get a microphone in our mouth. Every class can be on fire. You never know, it could be your last day. I know my time, but your time anyway. I can take you out anytime I get rid of it. You got to make sure you don't take care of your wild business. Don't let your family, don't let husband, wife, love of Yahweh that people is Torah's gospel. That's why I asked the elder earlier about that verse again on in Ephesians, about that 5:2, because that love verse is a big verse. But the precept of the bottom line was, don't let nobody step in from the love of Yahweh that's keeping them laws, statutes, and commandments in order with urgency. I don't care what's going on. Take care of Yahweh's business first, then take care of all the rest of the stuff. You're surprised when Yahweh do play. If you put Yahweh first. What we read?
Jeremiah 18, which verse you want me to start at?
Start at verse 1. He's gonna enlighten Jeremiah. He's gonna meet Jeremiah where he is at 18 verse 1. Watch how he meet him where he is.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 18, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, the word which came to Jeremiah from the YHWH Yahweh saying, verse 2, arise and go down to the potter's house.
It ain't coming no T.D. Jakes potter's house. That's where he got this from. He go to the potter's house here. Go ahead and read.
And there I will cause you to hear my words.
If you get down there and there, I'm going to cause you to hear my words. You just get down to the potter's house, just like I told Elijah. Was that Elijah? Over there in that 17th chapter. You get down there, I got one waiting on you to take care of you. You go there, and if somebody's waiting on you, he got on up and made his move. He didn't ask no questions. He got up and made his move. Then I'm going to have a raisin to feed you in the 17th chapter. I'm going to have a woman waiting to feed you. You get there! You believe in me? Get there! This is what we got to do. We got to step it up. Read some more, dog.
Jeremiah chapter 18, verse 3. Then I went down to the potter's house.
Yes.
And behold, he wrought a work on the wheel.
Now he was doing some work on the wheel at the potter's house. He was making vessels, you know. Done a little work on the wheel. Go ahead and read.
Verse 4. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred.
But he made a vessel, it wasn't satisfactory to him.
In the hand of the potter.
Yeah.
So he made it again,
so
another vessel.
So he's taking that vessel right there and said, no, this ain't right. Put that to the side. But he made another.
It seems good to the potter to make
it. Now, this seems good to me right here.
Verse 5. Then the word of the YHWH Yahweh came to me saying.
Then the word of Yahweh came to me saying. He said, Now, Jeremiah said, now you seen that? Now, the spirit of Yahweh was sitting there, seeing as you, watching what was happening. Then the word came to him with his dramatic saying what?
Old nation of Israel.
Old nation of 12 tribes of Israel.
Cannot I do with you as this potter?
Yeah.
Said the YHWH Yahweh.
Yeah.
Behold. As the clay is in the potter's hand.
Just as the clay is in the potter's hand.
So are you in my hand, O 12 tribes of Israel.
Remember we read over there at 49th chapter. He said, I got you in the palm of my hand. He said, I got you in the palm. Imagine I got you in the palm of my hand and you running your mouth and you ain't talking right. Hey, brother, I got you in the arm lock. I can take your neck off now and you ain't talking right. Don't you see I can deliver you up?
Verse 7. At what instant shall I speak concerning a nation?
Uh-huh.
And concerning a kingdom to pluck up.
Pluck up.
And to pull down.
Yeah.
And to destroy it.
He said, I got the power to bust you like a wild nut. And you don't want to do what I'm telling you to do. I got you down. I got you. But where your feet were there, find those answers. But come on back, what verse we had? Now come on, darling.
Verse 8.
Go ahead. That's it. That's good.
Okay.
We got it plain. For he says, be that's called by his name. Now, A, B, or B, it's now time to get delivered for the national orders. Who these people called by his name? And that's number 6. Run to down verse 27. Make sure ABF got enough audio for those on this network to hear. It ain't about the class hearing you. It's about the around the world hearing you. No pillar talk. Number 6.
Numbers chapter 6, verse 22.
Verse 22. Read
like somebody
chasing you. Read like somebody chasing you. Got the book in your hand, somebody chasing you. One of those. Oh, a guy like 6 foot 4 with 14 shoes on. Chasing. So let me see how you read. If a guy was chasing you 6 foot 4 with 14 shoes on, let me see how you play.
Numbers chapter 6, verse 22.
That's how you holler hip like that? That's how you holler hip? A guy 6 foot 4 with 14 shoes on, that's how you holler hip? Right there, though.
At the moment.
Uh-huh.
And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying,
uh-huh.
Verse 23, speak unto Aaron the seer, unto his son, saying, on this wise you shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them.
Right.
Verse 24, Yahweh bless you keep you. Verse 25, Yahweh make his face shine upon you and be glorious unto you.
Great.
Of gracious unto you. Verse 26. Yahweh lifts up his countenance unto you,
yes,
and give you peace.
Uh-huh.
Verse 27. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them.
Uh-huh. So if you carry his name at the end of your name, what you about?
A blessing.
Oh, you're not carrying his name at the end of your name. Huh? What did he say, ABLP, 65:15? What were we going to do out of the mouth of Isaiah? What were we going to do? What were we going to do at Isaiah 65:15? What were we going to do? Isaiah 65:15, ABLP, what did we do? He said, you put my name on the children of Israel, I will bless you, right? And we precept in the Bible to see what did we do according to Isaiah 65:15. ABLP, what do we do? What do we do? What do we do, ABL?
Isaiah chapter 65, verse 15.
What?
You shall leave your name for a curse unto my chosen. For Yahweh shall slay you and call his servants by another name.
So if you ain't got Israel at the end of your name, what you upon?
A curse.
What can we read that as?
Isaiah 65:15.
So if you ain't got Israel at the end of your name, you're upon a curse. So he say his servants then. Now what we precept his servants as? Mother ye. What is precept and service that, Mother? Leviticus 25:55. And then what we get a back-to-back precept at? Daughter Yahweh, Isaiah 41:8-10. Then 44:1-5. Back-to-back, daughter Yahweh. Let me tell y'all something. The blessings that Yahweh got for you, you're not going to receive it until you raise the level. Got to get out your building and get in Yahweh's business. We got to teach like it's our last. Got to be about this thing. Big piece of last school, bank hall, radio station is waiting on us. But if we get that tomorrow, we'll be all out of pocket. We'll be like, who out? What I'm going to do? What? This is where you get the ammunition you need right now. Gotta take it and take it for real. We'll read that now. Read in chapter. Read that in chapter.
Leviticus chapter 25, verse 55.
Yes, ma'am.
According to me, the children of Israel are servants.
Yes.
They are my servants, whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt, out of bondage.
Yes.
I am the Yahweh, your Yahweh.
So the servants of Yahweh is who, according to verse 55?
It's the servants of
Israel. And that's his bottom line. See, if you want a precept, anybody got their mouth going and they run their mouth, your precept coming with dogs. Watch dogs with the precept on.
Isaiah chapter 41, verse 8 through 10. Read. Verse 8. But thou, Israel, my servant, Israel, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. Verse 9. Thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth and called you from the chief men thereof.
Wait a minute, what our position is?
Chief
peace. We are chief peace, y'all. Why are we doing all this Michael Jackson moonwalking when we're chief?
And said unto you, thou art my servant.
You are my servant, chief men of Israel.
I have chosen you.
I have chosen you.
And not cast you away.
And you're not cast away.
Verse 10. Fear thy not. Fear thou not.
God fear these nations.
For I
have... that part right there.
Okay.
Give me a precept on that. Nahum 1, 9, and 12. Give me a precept on that, Mother E. Nahum 1, 9, and 12. He tell you, don't be fearful. Don't be scared. Nahum. Chapter 1, verse 9 and 12. Yeah, chapter 1, verse 9 and 12. Why are he telling you don't fear? Why are he telling you that? Why? He showed Nahum the fear. Why? 1, verse 9 and 12. Why? How long do the reading stop? Come on, that young man.
Mother Eve.
Bring it out of the way. Bring it out again. That's right, young man. That's what I like.
Nahum chapter 1, verse 12.
Right.
Thus says Yahweh.
What did he say?
So they be quiet.
You want to say quiet? You want to say quiet, mother? You want to say quiet, too?
Yeah.
All right. That's how I wanted to see something. You want to say quiet, this one says safe. Okay.
And likewise, men.
Yeah, amen. Matter of fact, there's so many. Hey, give what kind of name they got on a daughter, Yahweh, in 17, verse 4. What kind of name is first name in 17? They many. They got a name on them. They so many that they call themselves what?
First Samuel, chapter 17, verse
4. Hey, daughter, it's many of them. And get what they call themselves. Let's see, read what they call themselves.
First Samuel, chapter 17, verse 4. Verse 4. And there went out a champion.
What they call themselves?
Champion.
They call themselves champion. It's so many of them. Oh, man, they champion. They giant. Go ahead and read.
Out of the camp of the Philistines.
Yes.
Name Goliath.
Okay, good. And what happened to the champion in verse 51?
First Samuel, chapter 17, verse 51. Therefore, David ran.
Say, what did David do?
Ran.
Say, he didn't ask nothing. What did he do?
Ran. And stood upon the Philistines.
Glory.
And took his sword.
And took his sword.
And drew it out of the sheep.
And put his own sword out. Remember that movement that Matt told him to stick yourself. Stick yourself. Stick yourself. Put you in that. Get in good for
stick yourself. Stick yourself.
And slew him.
And cut off his head.
And what did he do?
Cut off his head.
Go ahead and read.
There went, and when the Philistines saw the champion was dead.
Who was dead?
The champion was dead. They fled.
Now wait a minute. That's big talk there. What happened again?
When the Philistines saw that the champion was dead.
Great.
They ran.
Now, but back a little bit more.
Pray you unto Joab.
It's a picture of Joab. He
need to hear a wise woman get ready to talk to you, Big Joel, the big girl, David. Hey.
Come near,
Big Joel.
That I might speak with you.
I speak to you, Big Joel, Big Joel.
17. And when he was come near unto her,
listen.
The woman said,
what she say?
I got Joel.
Are you the Big Joel, Big Joel?
And he answered, I am he.
Is I me?
Then she said unto him, hear the words of thy handmaid.
He said, hear the word of thy handmaid. Everybody know their position. That's why you got to hear that. Hear the word of thy handmaid today. But it got to be a word that we can read out of this book. Go ahead.
And he answered.
What?
I do hear.
He said, I'm listening. I'm listening to you. Is your mother I'm listening?
Mm-hmm.
Big Joel.
Verse 18.
Yeah, come on.
Then she spake, saying.
What?
They were one to speak in all times, saying, they shall surely ask counsel at Abel.
Abel.
And so they ended the matter.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Bill 22. Oh, you said 22. Bill 22. Okay, verse 19. And one of them, there are people.
What you say, Big Joel?
I am one of them that are peaceable.
You see that mother say? Hey, Big Joel, I'm one of the women that what kind of race?
Peaceable.
I ain't no hell raiser, Big Joel.
And faithful in Israel.
And I'm faithful in Israel.
Thou seekest to destroy a city.
You gonna destroy the whole city?
And a mother. In Israel.
And a mother in Israel?
Why will thou swallow up the inheritance of Yahweh?
He said, why would you do this, Big Joel? You that mad? You gonna take even the mother out too?
Nah.
Big Joel?
Something like that.
Go ahead and read.
Verse 20. And Joab answered and said,
what did he say?
Fair be it from me that I should swallow up or destroy.
He said, I don't really want to cap everything up in here or destroy it now. I really don't want to do it now.
Verse 21. The matter is not so, but a man of Mount Ephraim, Sheba.
But it's a man of Mount Ephraim, Sheba.
The son of, I don't know his name.
And identify who this guy.
Bishop.
Yeah.
Virtue. By name.
Look out here.
Virtue. By name. Has lifted up his hand against the king.
He said, descendants of Ephraim, he blanked his leg and lifted his hand against the king. He didn't humble himself before the king. See? See that?
Wait.
Is that what he didn't do? He lifted his hand up against the king.
Okay. Even against David.
Even against David. Now he did.
Deliver him only.
What is that? Read again?
Okay. Has lifted up his hand against the king, even against David.
Yeah.
Deliver him only, and I will depart from the city.
You go in there and get me what I need in there. Mm-hmm. Deliver him to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm gone by my business, mother.
Mm-hmm.
See, understand, that's why they keep saying the mother's got to know this book. You got to make a guy go out there to the Bible to see. You gotta know when a Bible thing was somebody talking right when you're not. If they're not talking right, tell them, come down, come out way. Come. You gotta know this Bible. You see, I'm a mother in Israel. You gotta know when somebody reading this Bible right. If they ain't reading it right, tell them, come down. You got the power of Yahweh behind you. Now watch this mother, for example.
the woman said unto Joel.
And the woman said, and the mother said to Joel.
Behold, his head shall be thrown to you over the wall.
See, you got to understand that it is your business. You, as somebody out of order, y'all, for all the mother, you got to throw a stick out of the way, move the head out of the way. That's Jim and Jim. You see what he said? He said, don't worry, Joel. We go find the one that brings back our king, and we will have his head thrown over the wall, too. That's so what the mother said. You know what the mother said? The mother says she gonna do it. Go ahead, read.
Verse 22. 22. Then the woman went into all the peoples in her wisdom.
With her wisdom?
And they cut off the head.
And the women got together and done what?
Cut off the head.
And
off.
They cut his head off?
The son of...
Y'all gotta know these precepts. What did they
to say, Mo?
Chapter 22.
Mm-hmm. No dead spot. Everybody listen. No dead spot.
Worshipper
of YHWH Yahuwah,
and do it, hit
be coming in all over the world. We got to show them how to get right. But we got to make sure we right to show them how to get right. We can't be all over the place, all over our buildings. We got to be able to take a deep breath and if any problem going on, we'll drop off. Let me hear you read one verse with Brother Kareem. Hey, Kareem, let me see, can you read one verse for me? Let me see, can you read me 41:21 of Isaiah? Let me see how would you read that? Read the verse for me. Write it down first, 41:21 of Isaiah. So if anybody run the mouth, 41:21. What is that? Brother Kareem. Isaiah 41:21. Have mock with me young lion then.
Right.
Grab hold to it. Grab hold to Kareem. Y'all probably know what he's doing. He will send him in, but you gotta be ready. We gotta be ready to make him hear something. They're coming in. As we ready, or we will be up in our own feet. I'm up in my field. Why do you have respect for the children of Israel? Why? read on 1 John 3:22, that dog. Let me show you why Yahweh had respect on the children of Israel. Why? He looked on them and had respect for them. 1 John 3:22. Why do you have respect for them, daughter Yahweh? Why?
1 John 3:22. Verse 22 reads, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of him.
That's right, Secretary.
Because we keep his commandments.
Because we keep his laws, that's in coming. Now ask me something.
And do those things that are pleasing.
And what pleases him is laws, statutes, and commandments. When you keep his laws, statutes, and commandments, then ask me something. You didn't keep his laws, statutes, and commandments. Shut your mouth up. Then ask me something. He had respect for them because at that time they were keeping the law, statutes, and commandments. He said, I got respect for y'all. I'm going to help y'all now. Now come on back. Without understanding, now come on back to that judges again. Without understanding, they cried to Yahweh. They cried to Yahweh in the book of Judges. Now who was reading that judges book?
Me.
All right, where you at, about that?
Judges chapter, hold on,
just
1 second.
Again, we got to leave our finger on the last word of a saying and come right back and bow down on that word. Now, we got to stop, have to start off with the always, got to start back over. Start back over.
Judges chapter 4.
Yes, ma'am.
Chapter 4, verse 1 through 4 and 9. Judges chapter 4, verse 1. And the children of Israel again did evil in the sight of YHWH.
When you do evil in the sight of Yahweh, did what he do for you, Brother Reed?
When Ehud was dead.
Yeah.
Verse 2. And the YHWH Yahweh sold them into the hand of Jabin, king of Canaan, that reigned in Hazor, the captain of whose host.
See, Yahweh is the one that says you and these captivity because you do evil in them. And when you're doing evil against him, that means examine yourself. Are you keeping the laws, statutes, and commandments? If you're not, you're doing evil before him. He'll pay you in the hand. Sleepy Joe. Go ahead.
The captain of whose host was Caesarea.
Go ahead.
Which dwelt in Horosh, wait, Hirosh, of the Gentiles. Verse 3. And the children of Israel cried unto the YHWH Yahweh, for he had 900 chariots of iron. In 20 years he mightily oppressed the children of Israel.
So what did the children of Israel most of the day, Mother of Israel? They must have done Acts 3:19 then. They must have done Acts 3:19. They must have done Acts 3:19. For Yahweh and his 12 sinners. They must have done Acts 3:19,
huh? They must have. Wait, right now, Acts 3:19, huh?
Acts 3:19.
Repent to you, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of your Father.
So evidently, for Yahweh said if you wouldn't get rid of it, they must have done what?
Repent.
You see that? Now, where do you precept that at? Now, where do you precept that at? By the mouth of the skeeter. Now, he told us here about that same thing, Mother G of Israel. So where would you go and precept that at? That he told us here the same thing about that with him. So where would we go? Where would we go and hear him at that kind of conversation? Israel. What did he say in Isaiah 43, verse 21 and 22? What did he say?
Isaiah chapter 43, verse 21 and 22.
Uh-huh.
Verse 21. This people have I formed for myself.
Yeah.
They shall show forth my praise.
So what do this people call the 12 tribes of Israel will be doing in the day's world? Well, look at Lava.
Praising Yahweh.
I'm calling the Bible.
Showing forth his praise.
Showing forth his praise. That's what you created to do right here. Show forth his praise. Are you doing that or are you in your own business?
Right. Hallelujah.
What are you doing?
Praising him. Hey.
You praise. Created your word again?
To praise him.
Show forth his praise.
Say it again, Mother E.
Show forth his praise.
Hey. That's what you created to be doing.
Hallelujah.
Not backbiting, murmuring, complaining. You was crazy. You what again, Mother?
Show forth his praise.
That's why you breathe today. Not your own. You got to be on his business. Is that what we read?
Hallelujah.
Read it in verse 22.
Verse 22. But thou hast not called upon me.
You hear the man say it? He put your pen in on that one.
Son,
be of good cheer. Thy sins be forgiven thee. Verse 3 reads, and behold.
What do you mean by seeing his face? What do you mean by that?
I'm done with verse 3.
Remember, I'm on verse 4.
Now listen, now, read verse 3 again, Paul.
Start up, okay. Read. Judges chapter 4, verse 3.
Uh-huh.
Verse 3 reads, and the children of Israel cried unto the YHWH Yahweh, for he had 900 chariots of iron. In 20 years he mightily oppressed the children of Israel.
But when he cried the children of Israel, they must have doing what? Give me some money on that verse. Give me some money on Ecclesiastes chapter 1, 9 through 11. I ain't forget about it. got to know to come back to it.
Leviticus chapter 1, verse 9 through 11. Verse 9. But his inward, but his inwards and his legs show he
was and
water.
What you read? Read that chapter 1, 9 through 12. What you read? You read what you want to read, right? Amen.
Leviticus chapter 1.
Yeah. Chapter 1, verse 9.
Psalms 119 verse 4. I will smite you.